All right. Good morning from where we are, Eastern Standard Time, Thursday, October 6th. This is Faith, Family, Fitness, and Fatherhood. I'm your host, Phil Vickery. So I figured I'd take just a couple of minutes this morning and talk about what's going on in Charleston, South Carolina. Actually, I should say what's going on in Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, possibly parts of North Carolina. Long story short, Hurricane Matthew is heading toward that coast. We live in Charleston, South Carolina, and I wanted to maybe just share a little bit about the lemons that this entire community was handed and how at least our family is making lemonade out of it. So long story short, a couple of days ago, we wake up in the morning, life happens as normal, we get the kids ready for school. Actually, I had already gone to the gym. I can't fib about that. I get up early, I go to the gym, Heather gets the kids ready for school. Life's happening as normal. Well, Hurricane Matthew's coming. The weather forecasters are forecasting that this could be nasty. This could be Katrina-like. This could be Hugo-like. This could be really nasty, and it's getting stronger, and it looks like it's heading directly for the coast of South Carolina. So the governor makes the decision that day to suggest an evacuation, start reversing the interstates the opposite direction the next day, making preparations for a mass exodus of people getting out of the path of Hurricane Matthew. Being a military member, I'm stationed at Joint Base Charleston, right there in Charleston, South Carolina, and my installation commander made it mandatory for all personnel to evacuate. So as I was saying a minute ago, you wake up that morning and you just don't expect for everything to be turned upside down. Tony Robbins, famous motivational speaker, I absolutely love listening to his podcast and reading his books. He talks about the six needs that every single human being has and how we each value those needs differently. We place them in different priorities. Well, one of my needs that I realize over and over and over again is certainty. And that is a high, high priority to me. I like knowing what's going to happen. I like regularity. I like being certain. Just like anybody else. I'm not any different than anybody else, really. At least I don't think so. But things got uncertain real quick. So I text Heather as soon as I know that we're going to be evacuating because we have to. And I said, hey, make some hotel reservations. Got to be pet friendly. Do it now. There's going to be over a million people trying to get out of this area. So she gets on the horn. She gets on the computer. She calls some concierge services. We're looking left and right. We're looking in Spartanburg, South Carolina, in Greenville, South Carolina, in Asheville, North Carolina. We're looking in Chattanooga. We're looking in Gatlinburg. We love the Smoky Mountains, so we thought, let's try to get into that way. At least go and enjoy it. Nothing is available. Going along the lines of certainty, I'll tell you up front, I've not been one to trust Airbnb. I don't know why. It just kind of freaks me out. People rent out bedrooms and they rent out apartments and they rent out all these different spaces, and you just don't know what you're walking into, right? I know certain hotel brands and I trust them. Well, nothing was available, so Heather goes to Airbnb, and lo and behold, there's a lake in La Follette, Tennessee that has a lakeside, what I'm gonna call mansion, a big cabin that faces the lake, and that's available, and it's within our per diem range, and it's going to accommodate our family, and it's within 3 hours of our extended family as well. So we booked that. So that was the first way that we were able to make lemonades out of lemon. For me, I was still uncertain, I was still nervous about it, but we did it. Get in the car yesterday. You got to hastily pack everything. You got two dogs. We've got a small SUV. So everybody gets one small bag, and we put as much as we can in the car, and we kind of leave the house, to fend for itself at this point. And we get in the car, and we're heading what is northwest for us, and we stop at a Cracker Barrel. And we stopped at this Cracker Barrel right outside of Spartanburg, South Carolina, and we get in there. It is just jam-packed. So many people are packing the interstates to get out, and we get in there and we see it's jam-packed, and that's an opportunity for us. This is to me where you have the opportunity to make lemonade. You have the opportunity to be a positive person, because the stress level of everybody around you is heightened. So we sit down, and our waitress comes to us, and you can see she's just kind of frazzled. You know, she didn't expect when she woke up that morning to have her day just not necessarily turned upside down, but made super busy. And so she does her best to welcome us, and then she tells us up front, listen, just so you know, ticket times are taking a little bit longer. I just appreciate your patience with us. This is where our family, in my opinion, does a really good job of making the best of every situation. You know, there's people left and right, and who knows how they're treating their waitresses or that particular waitress, but we know that we can control that situation. You control what you can control. So we can control our attitudes, we can control our patience, and we have the opportunity to make lemonade for someone else, to make their day a little bit easier. Long story short, we have a great meal. We actually had probably one of our best meals we've ever had at Cracker Barrel. It was delicious. Shout out to the Spartanburg Cracker Barrel. We leave her a great tip. And, well, that's after the fact. But before we leave, she just says, thank you very much. She stops. She takes time out of her day and says, thank you very much. Most people would not be nearly as polite or as patient as you guys are, and it means the world to me. And that, to me, just makes all the difference. Why not just control what you can control and be nice? So then we move forward. Like, we leave there. Heather decides to drive for a little bit. Let me take a little bit of a nap. About a half hour later, we see some outlets. We're not really in that great of a rush. We've kind of beat the traffic at this point. So Heather wants to stop into the outlets. We've had a great meal. Everything's going good. And said, sure, honey, let's go stop at the outlets. Let's look for a couple of things. And as soon as we pull into the parking lot, busy outlets in Asheville, North Carolina, as soon as my oldest daughter, Austin, opens the door, our little dog, we have a big dog and a little dog, our little dog bolts out of the car. Now, she's a runner. That's what she does. She thinks it's a big game, and she thought it was funny. At home, if she gets out into the neighborhood, if she gets out of the backyard, we'll just kind of let her go, because she knows that if you chase her, we know that if you chase her, she's just gonna run, and she's way faster than we are. Now you're in a busy, crowded place, parking lot next to a major road, and Aggie bolts out of the car. She realizes probably within the first 30 seconds that she doesn't know where she is, which scares her. So what does she do? She runs more. So let's compress this story a little bit. Let's just make it safe to say that my uncertainty was heightened again. I became very directive. We got kind of freaked out. We were scared to death that she was going to run out into heavy traffic, and we just started chasing her. And we're trying to like cut her off at a pass, and we're trying to sweet talk her, and we're trying to yell at her. And I'm just convinced that she's going to run out into traffic. She's going to get hit, and now this whole situation is just going to go south. Negative thoughts are coming into my head, and then. This is where I get a little bit faith-filled, a little bit spiritual, but I feel like God steps in. We had a FedEx guy, never seen him before in my life. We had an older couple, probably in their 60s, stop their car in the middle of the road and get out. We had another guy come running out of a store. So we've got 3, 4, 5 people helping us corral Aggie. Now this takes the course of at least 15, 20 minutes. Everybody's sweating. Nobody's really happy. Finally, we surround her. She gets herself kind of trapped underneath the car, and we get her out. I pick her up. She actually poops on me because she's scared to death. But that was another one of those moments. Some people stepped out of their way, stopped their day, whatever was going on in their life, and they helped us out. Another way, somebody helped make lemonade in our life. You know, we were handed a bag of lemons there. Aggie tried to escape, and somebody helped us out. Actually, several people helped us out. And we were just so thankful for that. So it was fairly uneventful from there. We get into Tennessee. We get all the way up into La Follette, Tennessee. We've never been here before. This is a completely foreign place to us. And then we start driving up this mountain road. We got to go 8 miles up this mountain road. I've never driven on like a one-lane mountain road. Like there's no way that another car is coming the other way and you're getting out of the way of it. It's pretty steep down the hill, you know, to your right. To the left is pretty steep upward. We get here and it's just absolutely gorgeous. We pull into the driveway, and guys, I wish I could describe to you the view. It is nothing short of absolutely gorgeous. We're looking directly out over this lake. We've got this great big mansion, and I have to say, you know, it feels selfish. It feels prideful to be able to say the government is paying us. We get per diem for this. We get to leave our house and go stay almost on a mini vacation while there's so many people still in Charleston or having to stay in shelters or having to stay in tiny hotel rooms. But what I will do is I'll say this. My wife controlled what she can control. She knew that we had to leave. She knew that we needed to do our best to accommodate our family as comfortably as we could and stay within a certain price range. And so she didn't just settle. She didn't just find the first little dinky hotel room that was, you know, 100 miles away. She said, we're going to make lemonade out of this. We're going to make this as best as possible. And she found an absolutely gorgeous location. So we'll wrap it up with that, right? Control what you can control. Things are going to become uncertain. And I know for me, when things become uncertain, it just heightens everything for me. Like I get kind of controlling. I'm not mean by any means, but I do what I need to do to get things back under control, and I get kind of freaked out. But we control what we can control, and one of those things is always your attitude and your patience. The help of others, we caught Aggie yesterday. We get her back in the car, and Heather, she's almost teary-eyed, and she says there's still good people in the world. And it's true, you know, we see all this hate on the news, we see all these bad things going on, and it starts to make you think that maybe humanity is losing its edge and losing its compassion, and then something like that happens. You know, four or five people stop their day and they help us out, and they had no reason to do it, there's no compensation for it, they just did it out of the kindness of their heart. Maybe they saw Heather and I panicking, and they knew that they just needed to help out, you know, a fellow brother and sister, and so we do really appreciate that. I wish I knew their names and I'd give them a shout out, but we are very thankful for those people that stopped. And then for the location we're in, you know what? We went shopping last night. We went to a grocery store. Had to drive like 12 miles to get to this grocery store, but we stocked up for the next 3 or 4 days, and we don't plan on leaving the cabin. This place is beautiful, and we're just gonna sit back and we're gonna enjoy some family time. So wherever you are, if you're not affected by the hurricane, then be blessed for that. If you are affected by this, if it's coming in your path and you've got to evacuate, I tell you what, we pray that God shine his face upon you and that you and your family are blessed and that you can make lemonade out of lemons. Have a great day.